أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا صدق ولا صلى ولكن كذب وتولى ثم ذهب إلى أهله يتمطى. أولى لك فأولى ثم أولى لك فأولى. In the previous ayats, Allah tabaraka ta'ala explained how a person's mort will come to him, and how when the ruh leaves the body, when a person is in sakarat, and then in the year after, on the day of qiyamah, how a person will be dragged and brought in front of Allah ta'ala for hisab kitab. Now that was that, and how many other subject matters in the Quran Sharif. The whole Quran Sharif is sufficient for the hidayat of a person. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tabligh of this and brought these clear ayats of Nabi of Allah Ta'ala to the Quraysh of Makkah, to the people of Makkah, then this they just could not accept that there could be a day that we will be brought back to life. This was one of the most difficult things for them to accept, that after we have died, we turn back into sand, nothing is left of us, how can we come back to life? So Allah Ta'ala warns against this, and Allah Ta'ala says that Allah's Nabi has come with the true message of Allah Ta'ala, and now it is for you to believe. But in response, and these ayat refer directly to Abu Jahl. However, we all have to take heed of this and take a lesson from this. So Allah Ta'ala said, instead of accepting and believing in the Akhirat, فَلَا صَدَّقَ فِرْنَ يَقِينْ لَعَيَا. Then he did not end like the rest of the people who did not believe. They just did not accept and believe in Allah Ta'ala, in Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the life of the Akhirat, which are the three basic fundamentals of belief. That they just could not accept that how will we be brought back to life and presented in front of Allah Ta'ala. So that belief is there for us, alhamdulillah, we should make shukr, we believe in the Akhirah. But now it is of necessity that we build our yaqeen more and more on that. Just like a person believes that a snake is harmful. So when he believes in that, he won't play around with a snake. A person believes that fire will burn him. Now he won't play around with fire. So like that, we have to build our yaqeen also on the Akhirat, on the day of Qiyamah. And consequently, when they did not believe in the Akhirat, wala salla, or na namaz parhi. So they are not going to make namaz also, no obedience of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Total, they will renegade and go against every command of Allah Ta'ala. When there is no belief in the Akhirat, no belief in Hisab, Kitab, then a person will do just as he wishes. So the basic thing that regulates a person is his belief. Then he will be prepared to make namaz also, otherwise to get up for Fajr, whether it is in the early mornings of summer or the cold mornings of winter, from our occupation to take out time and go and make namaz. This is only when a person has got that yaqeen, then he will do this. Otherwise, he will not be concerned about any of these things. So instead of he did not make namaz. And in fact, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam invited Abu Jahl towards Allah, towards believing in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and believing in the Akhirat, what did he do? وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ فِرْ جُتْلَايَ. He falsified and he openly was very rude to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in a very harsh and rude manner he rebuked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And not only that, worse than that, وَتَوَلَّى. Then he turned his face around and he went away. He did not pay any heed whatsoever, and he just went away and did not take any lesson. And the worst thing that he did then, ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ يَتَمَطَّى. پھر گیا اپنے گھر کو اکرتا ہوا. Then he went home in a very boastful and arrogant way, as if he had done something very great, and he went and boasted about it, that I told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like this, I told him off like that, I told him off like that. So this was one of the worst things that he could have done. On this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became angered also and said, أَوْلَىٰ لَكَ فَأَوْلَىٰ. May you be destroyed. So that then again, may you be destroyed. As soon as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these words, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came with a wahi from Allah ta'ala with the same words. And Allah also declared the same for Abu Jahl, Aula laka fa aula. Kharabi teri, kharabi par kharabi teri. May you be destroyed. May great harm come to you, and may more greater harm come to you. Then again it is again repeated. Summa aula laka fa aula. Phir kharabi teri, kharabi par kharabi teri. May you be destroyed completely and totally. Ulama have written that four times this baddua of destruction came for Abu Jahl. The first was that he did not believe in the Akhirah. He just did not want to accept. The second destruction, because he did not make namaz. And the third destruction, because he spoke very insolently and in a very rude way to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fourth is that he went home and boasted about it, that I did this and I did that. So this refers directly to Abu Jahl. But we all have to take a lesson from here. And Allah has given us time here in this worldly life. And we should take it as ghanimat, as an opportunity to correct our lives, to give up all the wrongs that we are doing, and to correct our lives, make tawbah istighfar, and get prepared for the day of meeting with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is, and all these the surahs, especially towards the end of the Quran Sharif, which speaks about akhirah, should remind us about that, and to get us ready to prepare. We should not be insolent, we should not pay an unmindful mind to this, but we should pay attention, and try and give up, not try, but we should give up all our gunas and make sincere tawbah and get prepared to go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.